somehow ask this question, and with this I'm approaching my conclusion. How is it that an individual can respond to the pain and suffering of another as though it were his own pain and suffering? How is it that an individual can forget his own safety and fly to the help of another at the risk of his own life? I think of this when I see those pictures on the TV of those helicopter youths in Vietnam going to rescue some one of their fellows who has been shot down, even beyond the call of duty, risking themselves to save another. Schopenhauer's answer is, this emotion of compassion is the experience of a truth that is truer than that of your separate entity. It is the recognition that you and that other are one, that the experience of separateness is secondary, that basically, deeper than that, all life is one life, all consciousness, one consciousness, and in recognizing that, which comes to you immediately as an experience, you have transcended the normal laws of biological nature. The first law of biology is self-protection. The first law of the spirit is compassion. And that compassion might be said to be the virgin birth within you of the Christ power of which we are all inflections. And so it is in the Grail romance there. Not your role in society, just in contrast to the East. Not your reputation as a noble man, as a good man, even as a virtuous man, but your living in terms of your identity with that eternal power, that is your true realization. And the spirit, which is transcendent of that, comes into this world of life and action willingly, eagerly, to participate. As I think it was Blake who said, eternity is in love with the forms of time.